Good morning, everybody.
The Greens met in the Sandberg Theater at Western Illinois University. The convention featured activities you might expect, such as policy discussions and the selection of delegates to the party's national convention.
Well, let me explain how we conduct the voting then, and then we'll have people say a little bit about themselves or about someone else if they are so designated.
There were also seminars on how to win office, on sustainable foods, and on renewable energy.
We could go from where we are now to a completely solar and completely wind system, okay, to run all things in 20 years.
One reason the party held a convention is because it failed to earn enough votes in the 2010 election to maintain automatic ballot status in Illinois, so it won't be on ballots for this month's statewide primary. Phil Huckleberry says a petition drive was launched during the convention to ensure the Green Party is on ballots in the fall.
We hit kind of a wall after 2010 when we lost established party status. We're hoping that this meeting is really going to rev things back up.
Huckleberry is chair of the Illinois Green Party. While some might relegate the Greens to outsider status, Huckleberry believes a lot more Americans have a lot more in common with the party than they might realize. He calls the Greens the majoritarian party in the U.S.
And what I mean by that is that on issue after issue, we really believe that our position is in line with the majority of the general public, and neither the Republicans nor the Democrats are there.
For example,
we don't want to see handouts to big business. We want to see more participatory democracy. We don't want to see escalation of international conflicts. I mean, right now, there's a lot of talk about Iran, and the general public is really not interested in that. But both the Republicans and the Democrats seem hell-bent on doing something more in the Middle East, and we're opposed to that.
While party members feel they share values with many other Americans, the Greens still have a long way to go. No more than 40 people were in the theater at any given time during the convention. Still, the party has won the hearts of some. Fina Campbell is from the small southwest Illinois town of Elsa. She says the Greens care about people and the community.
I used to be a Democrat, and I'm just thoroughly disgusted with both the Republicans and the Democrats. They seem to say one thing and do another, and they're really not for the people.
Campbell feels the only people Democrats and Republicans care about are those who have a lot of money. The convention was held in Macomb because of the work done by the campus Greens during last fall's mock election at Western. The Greens made a strong showing. They generated the type of buzz that has, thus far, escaped the state and national organizations. Stacy Buster is president of Western's Campus Greens.
Having a campus organization that's a third party be one of the largest organizations on campus and be the most involved really drew in a lot of attention. I think it impressed a lot of the Illinois Green Party members.
Buster, who is a sophomore, says she's always been an environmentalist. Like Campbell, she feels the major parties are out of touch with the people.
With the Republicans and Democrats, it's the same thing over and over, and they get more the same every year, and I see how corporations are so irresponsible and negative to both people and the environment. And that's why I thought the Green Party was different, especially since they don't accept corporate funding and their values align with mine.
Buster says one such value is helping people who don't have a voice against corporations that pollute and destroy the land. That might be a majoritarian view, as Phil Huckleberry would say, but it appears the Illinois Green Party still faces an uphill climb. It needs to convince many more people their views align with the party's, and then it has to get them to go green at the ballot box. Rich Egger reporting.